Well, I started in Pecatonica High School with really excellent band director and a really excellent choral director. My grandmother had taught me piano sort of informally as a kid. And then I took music lessons at Jackson Piano, which is, used to be right next to the Coronado Theater, and then later took at Rock Valley College from Reuben Johnson. Then went to the University of Illinois, where I started a fledgling music educator. That's what I thought I wanted to be.
That is, of course, until his studies came around to lesson plans. The thought of a full semester of lesson plans was enough for Stites to tweak his plans, a fortuitous happenstance that led to two of the most influential people in Stites' career.
And so I transferred into applied piano and had the greatest teacher, Kenneth Drake, who lives in Baileyville, Illinois. I got my bachelor's degree in applied piano performance, and I rolled right into a wonderful program in graduate school with a fantastic professor named John Woostman, who still lives in Champaign-Urbana, who, between he and Kenneth Drake, changed my life musically. They just were opened my eyes and ears to so much, and I thank them to this very day as I hold my high school music directors. You know, I feel very lucky to have had them. The inspiration that those four people provided, I think, instilled in me a sense of momentum of going forward. So I was in graduate school, finishing my second year. I had won this great fellowship, which paid me to go to school. I couldn't even believe it. I was being paid to go to school, and I had one semester of Italian left, and I was in the right place at the right time. I fell into a job. I was visiting a friend, a very famous friend now, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio from Chicago. She was in a production of Camelot at the Marriott Lincolnshire Theater, and I was in the audience, and they were doing a post-performance cabaret, and after the cabaret, they had announced it, and they didn't have anybody play, so they were going to cancel the cabaret. My friend Mary Elizabeth said, well, I have a friend here who plays the piano. And they went, oh, yeah, sure, your friend plays the piano. And she goes, no, he does. And so they showed me the music, and I said, I'll give it a shot. And I did, and I sight-read it, and it was okay. But at the time, it must have been pretty good, because the producer of the theater and the artistic director were both there that night, and they heard it. And they sat me down and bought me a drink and talked to me about the business and what I wanted to do and everything. And I still wanted, at that time, I wanted to be the great classical accompanist like John Woostman was. And about 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from that theater offering me a full-time job. And it was that easy. Easy is not the word, because I was horrified. I thought, I have to finish my degree. I have one semester of Italian left. And John Woostman, I went in to talk to him. He is the one responsible for me getting that fellowship. And he said, get out of here. Take the job. Is it paying money? I said, yeah, it pays money. It's 52 weeks a year. He went, done. Resign your fellowship and take the job. I said, what about my degree? My parents back in Pecatonica, Illinois.
The Marriott Lincolnshire Theater is a very successful subscription series theater that produces at least 5 full musicals a year, as well as a number of theater for young audience shows throughout the school year. Stites moved to Chicago, started a family, and in no time had conducted over 65 different shows. He put in time at other celebrated theaters like the Goodman and had become well-established as a Chicago music director. Just then, some of theater's biggest producers started a new practice that benefited them and a lot of Chicago talent.
They started to mount national tours. It was back when Cameron McIntosh's shows, The Giants, Phantom, Les Mis, Miss Saigon, were just breaking the face of musical theater. And they started to mount Chicago companies. They would save on per diem. They could hire local actors. If the actor auditioned in Chicago, they didn't have to pay per diem, all of that. It was more cost effective. And I happened to be a Chicago known music director. They wouldn't have to pay me per diem. So I got a job as the associate music director for the first national company of Phantom. And I did that in Chicago and then toured with it. And then back to Chicago for a little bit. Then was it because I was in that organization, I was able to roll into the first national tour of Les Mis, where I started as the associate conductor and toured for 3 years. And then it was time for Miss Saigon, and I had graduated, and they gave me the music director job. And it was 9 months in Chicago and then 3 years on the road. And that was really wonderful. It's one of the best times of my life. But with that came getting to know Claude Michel Schoenberg, Alain Boublil, them liking my work, which was, I was so fortunate enough to work with them on both of their two giant shows. I think it must have been about 1994 by now. I got a phone call from David Caddick, the music supervisor of Miss Saigon, and said, we need a conductor to go into Sunset Boulevard on Broadway when Betty Buckley goes into the show. And I think you have the temperament to do it. Would you consider moving to Broadway with a show? Stupidly, I said, well, let me think about it for like a day, and then realized, are you kidding me? Moving to New York and having a show that's already run for a year on Broadway with Glenn Close. It won Best Musical that year. Glenn had won the Tony, I believe. Yes, I'm happy to do that. So I moved to New York with a job, which not very many people get to do.